我们感谢主，让我们能有这次机会一同在这里聚集。
We thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity that we can gather here.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹大家都很清楚啊，这次我们有四堂的聚会，要来交通以西结书。
I think our brothers and sisters are very clear. We have four sessions of messages, fellowshipping about the book of Ezekiel.
啊，我想在我们进入这个主内容之前，我们先读一点主的话。
Before we get into the content of the message, we would like to first read some God's words.
我们请弟兄姊妹先打开以西结书第二章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 2.
以西结书第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们先读第一节。
We're going to read verse 1.
他对我说：“人子啊，你站起来，我要和你说话。”
Then he said to me, "Son of man, stand on your feet, that I may speak with you."
然后第八节到第十节
，verse 8 to verse 10。
人子啊，要听我对你所说的话，不要悖逆向那悖逆之家，你要开口吃我所赐给你的。我观看，见有一只手向我伸出来。手中有一书卷，他将书卷在我面前展开，内外都写着字，其上所写的有哀号、叹息、悲痛的话。
Now you son of man, listen to what I'm speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I'm giving you. Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it.Then he spread it out before me. It was written on the front and the back, and written on it were lamentations, mourning, and woe.
第三章
Chapter
3, 第一节到第三节
Verses 1 to 3.
他对我说，人子啊，你要吃所得的，要吃这书卷，好去对以色列家讲说。于是我开口，他就使我吃这书卷，又对我说，人子啊，要吃我所赐给你的这书卷，充满你的肚腹，我就吃了，口中觉得其甜如蜜。
Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he fed me this scroll. He said to me, Son of man, fill your stomach and fill your body with this scroll.Which I am giving you. Then I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth.
回头看第二章第五节。
And we're going to go back to chapter 2, verse 5.
他们或听或不听，他们是悖逆之家，必知道在他们中间有了先知。
As for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them.
第三章十七节到二十一节。
Chapter 3, from verse 17 to verse 21.
人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我何时指着恶人说他必要死？你若不警戒他，也不劝诫他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离恶罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。再者，一人何时离义而犯罪，我将绊脚石放在他面前，他就必死。因你没有警戒他，他必死在罪中，他素来所行的义不被纪念。我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒一人，使他不犯罪，他就不犯罪。他因受警戒，就必存活，你也救自己脱离了罪。
Verse 17. Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whether you hear word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him, or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way, that he may live. The wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he will die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. However, if you have warned the righteous man that the righteous shall not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you have delivered yourself.
第24章,
Chapter 24,
24节,
verse 24.
以西结必这样为你们做预兆, 凡他所行的, 你们也必照样行, 那时来到, 你们就知道我是主耶和华。
Thus Ezekiel will be a sign to you, according to all that he has done, you will do. Then when he comes, then you will know that I am the Lord God.
我们来看马太福音,
Let's turn to Matthew,
第20章,
chapter 20.
马太福音第20章, 第28节,
20, verse 28.
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。Just
as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
约翰福音第一章,
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1,
第51节,
verse 51.
又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”And
he said to me, "Sent to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
最后，我们看启示录第一章。Lastly,
let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
第13节,
Verse 13.
灯台中间有一位好像人子。
Then in the middle of the lampstand, I saw one like a son of man.
好, 我们圣经就暂时读这些。
And we're going to end our Bible reading for now.
我想对于大多数基督徒来说,
I think for most Christians,
以西结书是一卷比较陌生的书。
And Ezekiel is somewhat a little bit not as a familiar book.
我们或者这样说, 在你的圣经中有以西结书, 但在你的心里没有以西结书。
Or we put it in this way, even there is a book of Ezekiel in the Bible, but in our hearts we don't have the book.
因为这卷书的确是一卷比较难懂的一卷书。
Because indeed this book is somewhat difficult to understand.
它的内容非常的丰富,
it's, in terms of content, it's very rich.
也是非常的深奥,
and also very deep.
啊, 那么当然这一次我们有四次的聚会, 我们也不可能把以西结书详细的来说明。
Of course, we have four sessions. We don't have enough time to go through this book in detail.
我也没有这个能力, 能够把其中所有的通通解释。
And I don't have the capacity to expound all the details in the book.
那么我们在以西结书我们要来注意什么呢？
So what shall we pay attention to in this book?
那么弟兄姊妹读过以西结书就清楚。
And so brother, sister, if you have read the book, you will be clear.
在这本书的里面,
in this book,
我们的神非常注重
Our God pay very much attention to Ezekiel, this person.
所以你看见整卷书里面每一件事情都跟这个人发生关系。
So we can see that in the entire book, everything is related to this person.
所以因此呢, 神好像似乎也叫我们把一点注意力放在以西结这个人的身上。
So as if the God has wanted us to put our attention on this person, Ezekiel.
那么我们注意以西结什么呢？
So what shall we pay attention to this person?
就是注意他如何成为一个侍奉的人。
And our attention should be how he has become a serving person.
以西结是如何来侍奉我们的神的。
How did Ezekiel serve our God?
我想当我们提到侍奉这件事情的时候。
So as we talk about the term service.
我们实在承认
We have to be confess.
这件事是一个非常大的一件事情。
It is a great matter.
我们如果仔细的把圣经读过
，If we read through the Bible in detail,
我们可以看见全本圣经呢都在讲到这一件事情。
We can see that the entire Bible is devoted to explain this matter.
那么侍奉呢是一个神圣又永远的一个思想。
And the service itself is a divine and eternal thought.
对今天比较懂得属灵事情的人来说
，And for those who understand spiritual matters,
我们知道侍奉是与神同工。
We know that service is to co-work with God.
就是我们来经营他所经营的。
So we are to administer what he is administering.
我们来成全他所成全的。
We are to accomplish what he is accomplishing.
因为我们的神在整个宇宙里面一个非常伟大的计划。
Because in the entire universe, God has this great plan.
他也有一个非常大的目的。
And he has this great purpose.
他要成就这件事情。
He is to accomplish this matter.
他需要我们人跟他一同配合来完成这件事情。
He desired us to co-work with him to accomplish this matter.
侍奉实在是神的大功。
And the service is indeed God's great work.
我不知道怎样来描述这件事。
I don't know how to describe this matter.
我已经侍奉主很多年了。
I've been serving the Lord many years.
我越服侍主，我也越觉得我根本为神就没做什么。
The more I serve, the more I realize that I haven't done nothing for the Lord.
神的工作远超过我们所能想象。
God's work is well beyond what we can think of.
有的时候，我对弟兄姊妹不知道怎么形容，我说你要知道神的工作有多大的话。
And sometimes I don't know how to describe to brothers and sisters. I would say, if you want to know how great God's work is,
你就跑到外面去看看神创造的天地好了。
And you can go outside and see the creation, the heaven and earth created by God.
这个天，这个宇宙是多么的浩瀚。
It is such a great universe.
那么神所创造的万有是多么的丰富。
And God's creation is so rich.
那么这个呢，只不过是神暂时的工作，对不对？
And yet, it is only a God's temporary work.
你要从这里就想象到神那个永远计划中的工作，那是一个多么伟大的一个工作。
And yet, from this, you can imagine how great the work it is for God's work in eternity.
所以尼西米在那里对他的敌人说：“我们现在在做大工。”
So therefore, Nehemiah said to his enemies, "We are doing a great work."
那么他这个大工思想跟今天很多想做大工人的思想是不一样的。
And his concept concerning the great work is very different from the concept about great work nowadays.
今天也有很多人在地上，在基督教里面想要做大工。
And nowadays, there are many people who like to do a great work in Christianity.
我们觉得呢，能够有带进很多的人，那么带进很多的钱财，盖做很多的礼拜堂，就算做大工。
And we consider the great work is to bring in many people, so to bring in a lot of wealth, and then also to build a lot of church buildings.
但是在尼西米里面那个感觉，那个大工，那还不是光是外面建造圣殿，那么去筑墙这件事情。
And for the person Nehemiah, the concept of a great work is not just to build a temple, our temple, or to build the walls.
的确，神是做大工的神。
Yes, indeed, our God is a God of a great work.
他的工作是你我难以想象。
His work is beyond our comprehension.
我想为着在座有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And for those who are young among us,
我用一点我自己年轻时候的一点的经历呢，那么给大家一点鼓励。
And I would like to use my experiences in my youth as an encouragement to you.
我大概从1965到1968中间。
And between the years of 1965 to 68,
那是我年轻时候生命中一段很挣扎的一段日子。
And that was a time of a struggle in my life.
我已经蒙恩很好几年了。
And I have been saved for many years.
我也看见很多弟兄们的侍奉。
And I have witnessed many brothers and sisters' services.
啊，我也很羡慕他们。
And I admire them.
后来呢，主就要呼召我出来侍奉。
And God called me to serve.
你看我里面有很矛盾的感觉。
And yet there is this contradiction.
一方面觉得服侍主是很好的。
And on the one hand, I feel like to serve the Lord is great.
但是另外一面来讲的话呢
，On the other hand,
我对侍奉实在。不够认识。
I didn't know much about service.
啊，我以为说呢，主呼召我出来以后呢，就是每个礼拜讲道。
And I feel like the Lord seems the Lord is to call me, then I will gonna preach every week.
带各样的聚会。
And I gonna lead various meetings.
在教会里面安排各样的事务。
And I gonna do all kinds of arrangements in the church.
啊，谁家夫妻吵架，赶快到他家去给他劝诫劝诫。
If there's any family arguments, then I will go there and try to comfort and ease them.
谁家的孩子不乖了，去帮助一下。
And if there are kids are not obedient, then I'm going to go help.
然后谁生病了，到他家给他按手祷告祷告。
And everyone gets sick, then I will go there and lay my hand on him and then I pray for him.
所以我今天心里想啊
，Then I think,
如果这个就是侍奉的话
，If this is service,
我想我也不需要全时间嘛，对不对
？And if that is service, then I don't have to do it full time.
我对主说，主啊，我可以做我的工程
，And
做工程师。
I said to the Lord, Lord, I can continue to be an engineer.
这些工作我也可以做。
And at the same time, I can do this service.
啊，我呢，甚至呢，可以赚点钱呢，来支持你的工作。
And I actually can earn some money to support your work.
我不需要把我自己的前途都放下，把我自己的事业都放下，何必这么铺张？
And why do I have to put away my future and my career to do this?
所以在我里面就有了一个挣扎在里面。
And therefore I have this struggle in me.
事实上我还完全不懂得什么叫侍奉。
And actually at that time I didn't really understand what service is.
只等到有一天
Until one day.
主在我里面略略的让我看见一点他的旨意的荣耀。
The Lord allowed me to see the glory of His will slightly.
我就整个人俯伏在地。
And I prostrate before Him.
我说主，我根本不配服侍你。
I said, Lord, I am not worthy of serving you.
啊，那天主才让我知道，所谓的侍奉不是今天地上外面这一点明显的工作而已。
So at that time, the Lord allowed me to see that the service is not just this our work.
啊，请弟兄姊妹不要误会啊。
So brothers and sisters, please do not misunderstand.
这些不是不好的，都是应该做的。
And all these services are good, and we should do them.
但是神的工作是更大的。
And yet God's work is greater than this.
今天主把我们摆在这些琐碎的事物里面。
God today put us in these various tedious services.
只不过是我们学习的机会而已。
They are about our learning opportunities.
啊，如果主开我们里面的眼睛
，If the Lord open our eyes，
我们就知道我们来与神一同经营他所经营的。
And we can come to know that we are administering with what He is administering.
完成他自己所要成就，这是不得了的一件事情。
To accomplish what He is accomplishing, it is a great matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们看见在教会的历史中
，And through church history。
在初期的教会中间
In the early churches,
只有保罗、约翰和彼得
Only Paul, John and Peter
他们这些人呢又能用那个大话来描述神的工作
They could use those big terms to describe the work of God
因为他们里面看见的是非常大的荣耀
Because what they saw inside was a great glory
所以他们为着要把他们心中从主所领受的能够传述出来
So in order to pass on what they have received within,
他们尽了他们里面所能明白的，用那些话来描述。
They exhausted the words according to what they understood.
所以我们知道保罗是一个明白神奥秘的一个人。
We know Paul was a person who truly understood the mystery of God.
在以弗所书、哥罗西书，他可以说是用尽了。他所能用的词汇来描述神的工作。
In the book of Ephesians and the Colossians, he exhausted the words he could use to describe the work of God.
今天我们来读这些话的时候
，So as we read these words,
我们都觉得这些话深奥无比，对不对
？And we feel like these words are very deep.
但是保罗呢，写了一个地步，他说：“神啊，没办法了，还是你自己让他们看见吧。”
And yet Paul wrote to the point, he said that, God, I can do no more, and please, you yourself will allow them to see.
他说，求我们的父亲啊，用智慧和启示的灵来开启他们，来照亮他们的心眼。
And he prayed, God, our God, our Father, to grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten the eyes of the, in their, enlighten the inner mind.
很清楚啊。
It is very clear.
据保罗说呢，我用我们的话已经没有办法再描述了，你直接让他们看见了。
And according to Paul, and he couldn't describe it with his own words, he prayed that God will allow us to see directly.
我们晓得在教会历史上啊。
We know that through church history.
真正能用这些大的话、深奥的话，把神的工作说明的人也很少。
And there are only few who could use these big and deep terms to describe the work of God.
啊，我们过去几十年
，in the past a couple decades，
啊，我们认识了英国的 T. Austin Sparks 弟兄。
We knew about Brother T. Austin Sparks in England.
啊，开头的时候我们读他的书，我就觉得哇，这个真是天书。
And in the beginning, when we read his books, we feel like they are out of heaven, from heaven.
真是不容易懂啊。
And it's very hard to understand.
话又深又大。
And his words are deep and big.
所以有人告诉我们说的，凡是碰到了史派克弟兄的东西，都是大的。
And so somebody said that, if you get in touch with the Brother Sparks' stuff, and it's all big.
但是几十年过来之后呢。
And a few decades passed.
我们也只能说呢，我们的弟兄是比较会把神的工作说得大一点。
And we have to say that our brothers, comparatively speaking, he could speak the greatness of God.
所以对于我们来讲，觉得他很深奥。
And to us, it's very deep.
如果比起圣经中所启示神的那个大功的话呢？
And compared to the great work revealed in the Bible,
我们的弟兄还是很有限的。
And our brother is still very limited.
所以我年轻时候也得到他的帮助。
So when I was young, I was still got help from him.
哇，我说我们的弟兄很好，他会用这个大话，能够把神的工作说得很大。
And I feel like our brother is very good. He was able to use the big terms to describe the greatness of God's work.
所以我也很得激励。
So I was greatly encouraged.
所以我说我以后也要讲大话。
And so I say, I'm going to use those big terms as well.
我要讲把神的工作讲得大得不得了。
And I'm going to describe the undescribable greatness of God's work.
但是呢，我这个不自量力，我根本我的恩赐就赶不上我们的弟兄。
And yeah, that is beyond my capacity because my gift is not as big as my brother's.
所以我告诉你们呢。
So I'm telling you.
我每一次讲完道回到家里啊。
And every time as I, after I preach in the message,
我都对主说，主啊，今天早上讲的太小了。
I would say to the Lord, Lord, I have speak too small of you.
太小了。
And it is too small.
哎呀，我就是唉声叹气。
And so I sighed.
总觉得我们没有办法用我们的言语能把我们对主所认识的那一点能把它说得清楚。
I feel like we cannot use our words to express our understanding of God.
我觉得我已经尽了我的力量了。
I feel like I have exhausted all my ability.
我也不知道弟兄姊妹有没有听懂。
But I didn't know whether brother and sister could understand what I said.
所以有的时候啊，讲完道，看见弟兄姊妹脸上一脸的迷惘，我就知道我没讲清楚。
So after some messages, I can see the confusions of a brother and sister's face, and I feel like, oh, I didn't make it clear.
弟兄姊妹，是的。
Yeah, brother and sister, yes.
碰见了神的事情。
As we consider the matter of God.
人的言语是很难完全把它发表。
It is very difficult to be expressed by man's words.
这是需要圣灵在里面做开启的工作。
It requires the revelation, revealing work of the Spirit.
我们真是愿意这几天。
And really hope that through this.
主的怜悯临到我们。
God's mercy will be upon us.
开我们里面的眼睛。
To open our inner eyes.
让我们知道神的工作是多么的伟大的一个工作。
So that we can truly see God's word is such a great work.
所以侍奉。不是你我所想象的那一件。
So service is not what you and I understand.
你看，神用全本圣经在这里对我们说话。
And we can see that God used the entire Bible to speak to us.
从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New.
旧约里面神用了许多的人物在解释这件事情。
In the Old Testament, God used many characters to describe this thing.
他用摩西来说明。
He used Moses to describe this thing.
用约书亚来说明。
He used Joshua.
哇，你看摩西的年间，他们所行的那个大的神迹奇。 事。
And we can see that during the Moses era, so there's a great miracles performed.
到了约书亚记的时候，那个神迹来得更大。
And as we enter into the book of Joshua, we can see the miracles were even greater.
你知道在人类历史上，这个地球曾经停顿过吗？
Do you know that in human history, the earth has stopped to revolving for a moment?
约书亚一祷告，这个太阳停住了，这个就是地球停住了。
And as Joshua prayed, the sun stopped. Actually, that means the earth stopped to revolve.
神为什么要记载这些东西？
And why does God want to describe this?
只不过是按照人的感觉，略略的叫我们领会一点点。
And God wants us to somewhat understand from a human perspective.
这些只不过是神整个工作的一个小影而已。
And this is about a small shadows of what God is
doing. 对我们人来讲就是不得了的大了，对不对？
And yet to us, it is beyond our comprehension.
弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
神借着他们说话。
God used them to speak.
撒母耳起来的时候，
and when Samuel was raised up,
又是一个榜样。
It was another example.
大卫起来的时候也是又是一个榜样。
And when David was raised up,
众先知起来的时候，
and there were many prophets.
每一个都在说明神心中那个侍奉的意念。
And every one of them was to describe the thought concerning service in God's heart.
神甚至用整个以色列民族告诉我们，神要得到一个祭司的国度。
And God used the entire race of Israel to describe that He wants to get a royal priesthood.
到了新约，
and in the New
Testament, 神的儿子亲自到地上来，
God's son came to the earth,
说明侍奉的意义，
to describe the meaning of service.
众使徒，
and there were many apostles.
然后神要用整个教会来说明这件事情，
and God would like to use the entire church to describe this.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
使徒彼得最后告诉我们，
and Apostle Peter told us,
神的心意是要叫我们成为一个君尊的祭司。
God's heart is want us to become a royal priesthood.
这个到了启示录最后一章。
As we come to the last chapter of the book of Revelation,
你看见这个意念还是在那里。
We can see that the concept is still there.
啊，神要叫我们成为他的仆人，成为他的君王。
And God wants us to be His servants and also be His kings.
就是一个君尊的祭司。
And that is a royal priesthood.
神为什么要这样做？
And why is that?
神因为他有他荣耀的计划，要我们这些人跟他一同来完成。
Because God has His glorious purpose, and He desired us to accomplish this with Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so, brothers and sisters,
我们必须明白一件事情。
We have to understand one matter.
神造人最大的目的就是要叫他成为一个君尊的祭司。
And God, the purpose of the greatest of one of the greatest purpose of God's creating man is to make them become royal priests.
这是神在我们每一个人身上的旨意。
And it is God's purpose for each one of us.
所以我们对于侍奉，
so concerning service,
我们实在需要主开我们里面的眼界。
We really want the Lord to open our inner eyes.
今天主把每一个弟兄姊妹救赎回来。
And today God has saved each one of us.
神在我们身上做工，就是要把我们做成一个侍奉的人。
And God is doing His work in us so that we can become a serving people.
神为什么要救这么多人呢？
Why God want to save so many people?
我们知道神的工作实在太伟大。
Because we know that His work is so great.
这不是少数几个人跟他同工就能完成的。
Which cannot be accomplished by a few to co-work with Him.
神需要有千千万万蒙恩得救的人呢。
God needs tens and thousands of people.
哇，你这样来想就知道这个工作是多么伟大的一个工作。
And from this perspective, you can see how great the work is.
啊，所以我们今天啊，弟兄姊妹们，主给我们一点恩赐，能做什么不能骄傲的。
So today, if God has given us some gifts to serve Him, we cannot be proud.
因为这个工作不是少数几个人能完成的。
Because this work cannot be done by a few people.
神如果光得着摩西不行的。
If God just gave Moses, it's not enough.
神光得着约书亚也不行的。
If just Joshua,
光得着保罗、彼得、约翰也不行的。
If just Paul, Peter, and John, it's not enough.
神必须得着千千万万侍奉主的人。
God has to gain tens of thousands of serving a man.
要我们一同来完成神自己的工作。
So that together we can accomplish God's work.
我实在承认了。
I have to confess.
我对于神的工作，我所能描述的，我所能用的言语，差不多用尽了。
And I have exhausted the words and my descriptions concerning the work of God.
所以这几天我们需要好好祷告。
So, for the coming few days, we need to pray.
求主亲自开我们的眼睛来看见。
So that the Lord, He Himself will open our eyes so that we may see.
那么感谢神。
And yet we thank God.
神把以西结书放在圣经的里面。
God put the book of Ezekiel in the Bible.
那么神要我们来注意以西结这个人。
And God wants us to pay attention to the person Ezekiel.
你看见神如何把以西结把他制作成为一个侍奉的人。
And we can see how God has made Ezekiel into a serving person.
这个不仅是在以西结个人的身上。
And it is not just for Ezekiel individually.
也是在所有蒙恩得救的基督徒身上。
And but it is also applied to all who have been saved.
我们首先的，我在这里强调，是希望主让我们看见这个侍奉真实的意义。
First of all, as I would like to emphasize again, we want to see the true meaning of service.
我再说，神呼召我们来跟他一同经营他所经营的。
And I say it again, but God has called us to administer what He is administering.
如果你能有这样的一个看见，
if you could have this seeing,
弟兄姊妹们，你在读以西结书的时候呢？
So, brothers and sisters, as you read the book of Ezekiel,
你看见以西结付上这么重大的代价。
We can see how Ezekiel paid such a great price.
以西结从来没有埋怨过。
And he had never complained.
也从来没有灰心丧志过。
And he was not frustrated.
因为什么？那个神的工作实在是吸引人呢。
Because that work is of God is, was very attractive.
吸引到一个地步，我们甚至把命摆上去都觉得值得的。
And he would attract us to the point that it is worth to put our entire life to.
所以我常常感觉今天我们的侍奉上灰心丧志冷淡退后，就证明我们根本没有看见。
And if it proves that if in our service we feel frustrated, disappointed, we are backsliding, that proves that we have not seen.
你读一读以西结，以西结所付上的那个重大的代价。
If you read the book of Ezekiel and see how such a great price that has been paid.
哇，他每一样重大的事情他都甘心情愿的摆上去啊。
And for each great sacrifice he was willing to put himself into.
很多人读了以西结书，心里面都害怕。
And many people who read the book of Ezekiel, they were afraid.
这样的代价我们怎么付得起呢？
How can we pay such a great price?
但是如果你看见了神的工作，
And yet if you have seen the work of God,
你也会像以西结一样，
And you will be just like Ezekiel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神的工作，
God's work,
不是我们今天这个地上所看见教会的这一点点的情形而已。
It's not just the earthly phenomena we are seeing today.
我们需要灵力的眼睛得开。
And we need our spiritual eyes to be opened.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在旧约圣经的里面，
In the Old Testament,
我们会发现，
We can see
以西结，
Ezekiel,
是旧约圣经中一个侍奉的人最完全的榜样。
Is the most complete examples in the Old Testament concerning service.
我们知道旧约圣经里面有很多侍奉主的人。
We can see that in the Old Testament time there are many people who serve the Lord.
我们常常一提起侍奉人的代表，我们就会想到摩西，对不对？
And every time as we talking about the example of a service, we'll think about Moses.
但是按照神创世以前原初的心意里面所要得着那个侍奉的人来说的话呢？
But according to God's eternal purpose before the creation to gain the person of a service.
以西结才是一个完全的榜样。
And Ezekiel is the complete example.
当然他是在一个预表的情况里面。
Of course, he is a type.
我们晓得最完全的榜样就是我们的主耶稣基督了。
We know that the most complete and the perfect example is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在主耶稣基督第一次道成肉身来到地上之前，
And yet before our Lord's first coming in flesh,
在旧约圣经里面能把主耶稣基督那个侍奉的人把他完全表现出来的是以西结。
And yet in the Old Testament time, the one who can fully express our Lord Jesus Christ in terms of service is Ezekiel.
这是很奇妙的一件事情。
It is a wonderful thing.
我想等我们把这些以西结身上的这些重要原则讲完了，弟兄姊妹你就清楚了。
If we continue to expound on some important principles about Ezekiel, then we will understand.
我们 在以西结书里面
In the book of Ezekiel
我想首先我们来看的就是以西结这个人这个侍奉的人他所有的一个身份和神所托付他的使命
And first of all we would like to see Ezekiel that this person his identity and the mission entrusted by God
以西结是一个祭司
Ezekiel was a priest
那么后来呢神也用他做先知
And God later used him as a prophet.
他除了这两个在侍奉上重要的称呼之外
Besides these two important offices,
在以西结书里面还有一些很特殊的一些称呼
And there are some very peculiar titles to Ezekiel.
他被称作人子
He was called the son of man.
他被称作是守望者
He was called a watchman.
他也被称作是预兆
And he was called a sign.
所以在以西结的身上，我们可以看见神对一个侍奉神的人有一些重要的一些的思想。
And so from Ezekiel, we can see God's important thinkings concerning the person who serve him.
那么首先我们来看。
And first of all, we would like to take a look.
神给他一个很特殊的称呼，称他为人子。
And God called him the Son of Man.
在旧约圣经里面，这个字还很少用在别人身上。
And in the Old Testament time, this term is rarely applied to others.
在全本圣经里面
，In the entire Bible,
人子这个字大概出现过186次。
And the term the Son of Man has appeared more than about 186 times.
那么93次呢是用在以西结的身上。
And 93 of them were applied to Ezekiel.
那么这个人子啊。就是今天我们要侍奉神的人的一个重要的一个意义在。
And there is an important meaning for a person of a service.
这个人子到底是什么意思呢
？So what's the meaning of the Son of Man?
曾经有侍奉主的人这样子说过。
And some brothers who said this.
他说在希伯来的原文里面呢，包含这个意思在里面。
So in original Hebrew, it includes these meanings.
这个字呢可以翻作是真人
And this term can be translated as a true man
人子是一个真的人
So the son of man is the true man
那么我们今天这些世人是什么呢
So what are we then
我们是假人吗
And are we just phantoms or
我们也不是假人
Yeah we are not real
我们是不真
But we are not true.
我们不是假人但是我们不真
We are still real persons, but we are not true persons.
因为呢在神心目中所要这个侍奉的人呢
So because in God's heart, the man of a service,
我们在主耶稣基督身上就看得清楚了
And we can see very clearly in the life of our Lord Jesus.
他是要有人的生命也有神的生命
He has a life of a man and also have a life of God.
他是神人二性
And he is a person with a two natures.
这个是神原初在他心意中所要的一个侍奉的人
And that is in God's heart what God desired a man of service
所以今天世上的人呢只是一半
And so for the people in this world they are just a half of it
感谢主我们基督徒呢
And thank the Lord for Christians
我们都知道我们有人的生命我们也有神的生命
We know that we have a life of man but we also have a life of God
这个就是人子的意思所以一个说明
And this is an interpretation concerning the meaning of the Son of Man.
所以呢，也有人说呢，这个人子的意思就是原人的意思，原人。
And there is another meaning to the Son of Man. It means the original man.
不是那个猴子变的啊。那么，这个原人是原来的人。
It's not an ape, but it's an original man.
神原初心中所要的那个人。
And it is the man desired by God.
所以这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important
thing. 当然我们知道以西结呢在旧约圣经里它只是一个预表了。
Of course, we know that Ezekiel was about a type in the Old Testament.
是我们的主耶稣基督到地上来他把这个意义带到实际的情况里面。
It is when our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, he made the reality of the meaning.
所以你看主耶稣在地上的时候他常常称自己为人子。
And we can find out that when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he called himself the Son of Man.
这是一个道成肉身的奥秘。
And it is the mystery, the Word became flesh.
啊，主耶稣是人也是神。
Our Lord was a man, also was God.
也是神也是人。
And he is a God and also man.
啊，那么我们知道。
And we know that.
这个在新约时代中间就开启了一个新的创造，所以我们被称作是新造的人。
And because of that, there is a new creation under the new covenant, and now we are called the new creatures.
所以哥林多后书第五章告诉我们，我们这些蒙恩得救的人在基督里是个新造。
So therefore, in the 2 Corinthians, Paul says that we are new creatures in Christ.
因为我们蒙恩得救之后，我们里面开始有了神的生命。
Because after we have been saved, we have a life of
the Lord. 我们也有人的生命。
And yet we still have a life of man.
啊，所以在以弗所书里面也讲到，教会是一个团体的新人。
And therefore, in the book of Ephesians, it says that the church is a corporate new man.
所以从主耶稣基督成功救赎以后，地上出现了一般新的人类。
And after the completion of the Lord's salvation on earth, they have become a new creation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and so brothers and sisters,
这说明了一件事情。
This says one thing.
这个天然的人、塑造的人是不能侍奉神的。
The natural man, the naturally created man cannot serve the Lord.
什么人可以跟神一同做工呢？
Who can co-work with God?
什么人可以跟神一同来经营他所经营的呢？
Who can administer what he is administering?
只有人子。
Only the Son of Man.
就只有这种人是可以侍奉神的。
Only this kind of man can serve God.
所以今天神就是要把我们救赎回来之后，把我们制造成这样的人。
So after we have been saved, God is working in us to make us into this kind of man.
感谢神。
We thank God.
今天我们已经蒙恩得救。
Today we have been saved.
我们里面已经有了神的生命。
We already have a life of God in us.
所以呢，我们已经可以站在一个什么侍奉人的地位上。
So we can in this position of a man of service.
所以以西结。
So for Ezekiel.
神称他为人子。
God called him the Son of God.
就说明说呢，可以跟神一同来做工，一同来经营他所经营的人，就是只有这种人是可以的。
So God says that only this kind of person who can administer what he is ministering, who can co-work with God.
这就是为什么神要把他摆在人子的地位上。
And that's why God would like to place him in the position of the Son of Man.
所以这是一个很重要的意念。
Because this is a very important concept.
我想我们今天在基督里已经蒙到这个恩典和祝福。
And I believe in Christ Jesus we have received this blessing.
所以我们是够资格可以与神同工的一般人。
So we have been qualified to co-work with God.
那么主耶稣呢，成为这个人子呢。
And our Lord Jesus Christ became the Son of Man.
他更说明这个人子的侍奉的这个意义。
And he himself continued to explain the meanings of a man of service.
所以马太福音二十章二十八节的话很重要。
So therefore, in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, this verse is very important.
他说人子来不是要接受人的服侍，乃是为了服侍人。
He said that the Son of Man came is not to be served, but to serve many.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And yet he was going to sacrifice his life as a ransom for all.
所以这个说明了侍奉中间的重要的意义。
So therefore, it says a very important meanings of a service.
人子来是为了服侍，是为了救赎。
So therefore, the Son of Man came to serve and to ransom.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important matter.
所以在约翰福音刚才我们读到的那句话，说明。
Therefore, in the Gospel of John, it says,
神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
所以呢，主耶稣来了，把这个侍奉的这个使命啊，也把它说明了。
Therefore, when our Lord Jesus Christ came, he also explained the mission of service.
我想在以西结书里面。
And I think in the book of Ezekiel.
最突出的两个侍奉，一个就是他做守望者。
And there's a very outstanding services by Ezekiel. One is he was his watchman.
啊，另外一个呢，就是他做这个兆头。
And the other he was a sign.
今天我们在地上的侍奉也需要注意这两方面的功用。
Our servers on earth now also need to pay attention to these two functions.
我们知道当时以色列人被掳。
We know that for the people of Israel was in captivity.
以色列人呢已经变成了一个非常非常悖逆的民族。
And they had become a rebellious house.
所以神称他们为悖逆之家。
And they, so therefore God called them the house of rebellion.
神知道他们的心呢已经变得非常的刚硬。
Because their heart had become very stubborn.
啊，他们那个时候真是离神非常的远。
They were very far away from God.
那么神首先呢，把以西结呢，摆在一个先知的职分上。
And the first God placed Ezekiel in the position of a prophet.
你如果把以西结书第二章读一下
，If you read through the second chapter of Ezekiel,
你就看见以西结在这样的光景中做先知是多么的困难。
And then we will find out it is very difficult for Ezekiel to be a prophet in such a condition.
神一再跟他们讲说呢，一再跟他讲说呢，以色列家是悖逆之家。
God again and again said to Ezekiel, the house of Israel is a house of rebellion.
说他们已经面无羞耻，他们的心地刚硬。
And God said that they have become shameless, their hearts was hard and stubborn.
那么神说呢，我要打发你到他们中间去传递话语。
And yet God said that I will send you to be among them to preach my words.
首先呢，神让他吃一个书卷。
And first of all, God want him to eat of a scroll.
当我们知道神的话。
We know that it is a word of God.
这个话吃到肚子里面说，哇，甜如蜜。
And once he ate of the scroll, and it became so sweet as honey in his stomach.
但请我们注意啊。
But please remember.
主的话每次你吃进去都是甜如蜜。
Every time as you eat of the word of God, it is very sweet as honey.
但是你要把这个话传出去却非常困难。
And yet it is very hard for you to deliver the word.
又碰见的是一般的刚硬的百姓。
Especially facing a stubborn people.
所以神说好，我使你的额头比他们更坚硬。
And God said that I will turn your face even harder than theirs.
叫你的额头像金刚钻。
So your forehead is hard as a,There's a steel diamond.
他说因为你去的那个百姓是一般非常刚硬的百姓。
Because you are being sent to into a very hard-hearted people.
他说他们或听或不听，但是无论怎样，他们知道在他们中间有先知。
And God said that whether they listen or not, they will know that there's a prophet among them.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在末后的时代。
In the end times.
我们知道真正神的言语。在神的百姓中要传递，也是有相当的一个困难。
We know that it is somewhat difficult to deliver the true word of God among God's people.
我想有经验的人都能体会这件事情。
And those who have some experience can understand this.
我自己读主的话，甜美无比。
And every time as I read the word of God, I feel it is so sweet.
但是有很多时候想把这个话传出去啊，非常困难。
And yet, I find it very difficult to pass this on.
所以呢，在以西结做这个守望者之前
，So we can see that before Ezekiel was to be a watchman.
神首先呢，让他做先知。
And first of all, God put him as a prophet.
然后神再呼召他做守望者。
And later, God called him to be a watchman.
啊，这个是讲到他在话语的侍奉上面的一个功用。
And it talks about the His functions in terms of the ministry of the word.
那么做守望者做什么呢
？So what does he need to do? Be a watchman.
最主要的还是为了拯救。
And it is for salvation.
那意思说呢，不管以色列百姓有多么的悖逆，多么的刚硬，多么拒绝神，神还是不放弃他们的。
That means no matter how stubborn and how hard the people of Israel has become, God will never give up on them.
你可以做先知去指责他们。
And you can be a prophet to rebuke them.
但是无论怎样，你还要做什么？做守望者来救赎他们。
And yet, more so, you need to be a watchman to save them.
这个做守望者
，and be a watchman，
在以西结书里面也给我们看见。
In the book of Ezekiel, we can see
他是一个对整个时代呀、啊。有属灵敏锐感觉的一般人。
And he represents a group of people who have this spiritual sensitivity.
他有一个判别力。
And they have this discernment.
啊，我想今天呢，我们要做守望者。
And today, if we are to be watchmen,
我们也需要对整个这个时代呢有一个敏锐的感觉。
And we have this sensitive sense concerning the time.
我深信今天呢，懂得圣经的人都知道。
And I believe those who understand the Bible
主回来的日子非常的迫近
can understand that the Lord's return is very near.
我们几乎真的是来到最后一个时代
We are truly coming to the very end of the time.
所以你作为一个守望者
So being a watchman,
你按照今天神百姓所处的这个光景来提醒他们
And we need to remind the people of God according to their condition.
来警戒他们
To alert them.
所以一个守望的人的自己的灵里面光景是必须要很警醒的。
And therefore, for a watchman, his own conditions need to be very alert.
他也能够察觉在这个时候神的心意是什么。
And he can also sense God's will and purpose for this time.
我们看彼得到晚年的时候就是这样。
And we can see that Apostle Peter, as he come to his latter years.
当然保罗、约翰他们都是这样。
And it's also true for John and Paul.
但是你如果读彼得后书的话呢
And yet if you read the second Peter,
你看彼得在那里说我趁着我还在地上的时候我要提醒你们
And Peter says that for I still have a time in my tent, I would like to remind you this.
啊要远离罪恶
And to be away from sin.
尤其要避免那些错误的东西
And to be away from those missed errors.
要回到神的心意里面
You need to return to the will of God.
要珍惜你的时间
And to treasure your time.
你看彼得晚年的时候呢他就是一个守望者
And we can see that in the latter years of Peter, he was a watchman.
他对神的百姓有一个非常恳切的一个提醒。
And he has this sincere reminder to the people of God.
所以今天我们要侍奉主。
So today, if we were to serve the Lord,
首先我们在这里要做一个守望的人。
And first of all, we need to be watchmen.
我们需要察觉这些。
And we need to,
所以你看在旧约圣经里面
and so that we can see
有很多人做守望的像以赛亚是个做守望的
and there are many watchmen and Isaiah was one of them
哈巴谷也是
Habakkuk was one of them
站在守望台上
and he was on the tower of a watch
说明他们对于整个时代的情况的演变他们里面有一个警觉
and they have this alertness concerning the change in their times
然后呢他这个守望者呢就要吹号角
And this watchman has to blow the trumpet.
啊，他需要吹什么？吹一个明亮的号角。
And to blow a very clear trumpet.
我们知道在旧约时代中啊。
And we know that in the Old Testament time.
那么从旷野开始。
And from the time in the wilderness.
以色列人的生活跟他们的行动都是靠着号角的指挥。
And the life of Israel and also their moves were controlled by the trumpet.
啊。到了新约时代
And in New Testament time,
那么保罗把这件事情讲到今天在教会中、啊、传递主的话语
And Paul used this term as to represent the preaching, delivering the word of God
就是吹角
is to blow the trumpet、
啊、我们不能吹那个不定的号角
And we cannot blow the trumpet without clear directions、
啊、有的人那么吹个号角出来了
And some people blow the trumpet
这个弟兄姊妹就在那里猜啊
And people will start to guess.
他吹这个号角什么意思、啊、
What's the meaning of blowing that trumpet?
我们要往哪里去啊
And where should we go?
我们要做什么
And what should we do?
你吹这个不定的号角不行
And you are blowing the trumpet without any clear directions.
或者你刚吹个号角起心然后又来个号角停止、嗯、
And or you just blow the trumpet say let's rise up and move and then all of a sudden you blow another trumpet let's stop.
弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
在神的家中需要吹那个明亮的号角
So in the house of God we need to blow the trumpet clearly
这样才能够引导整个以色列的百姓能够走在一个清楚的路上
So that we can lead the entire people of Israel to walk in the clear path
这是非常重要的一件事情
And this is a very important
matter 我们读过以斯拉读过尼希米记的人就晓得
And if we have read through the book of Nehemiah,
神曾经用以斯拉对以色列百姓传递神的话语。
And God used Ezra to preach the word of God to the people of Israel.
以斯拉和他的同工们，那些祭司们，他们起来讲神的话的时候。
And Ezra and then stood up with his co-workers to preach the word of God.
圣经说他们清清楚楚的把主的话传给以色列百姓。
The Bible recorded that they clearly preached the word of God.
使所有以色列百姓都听得非常的明白。
And all the people of Israel could hear it clearly.
讲因此在以色列百姓中带进了一个复兴啊。
And therefore, a revival was ushered in.
所以清清楚楚的话非常重要。
So word with a clarity is very important.
我们晓得一个基督徒的生活呢，如果能过得清清楚楚的，就表示他听主的话听得清清楚楚的。
So for a Christian life, if he can live a life with a clarity, that means he can hear the word of God clearly.
如果我们传那个不清不楚的
，if we deliver something that is not clear,
弟兄姊妹属灵生活就不清不楚。
And that will also cause a unclear in our Christian living.
所以作为一个守望者
，so being a watchman,
必须把号角吹得明亮清楚。
And we need to blow the trumpet clearly.
这是他应当做的事。
And this is what he ought to do.
然后圣经告诉我们说呢
，And then the Bible tells us,
他在神的百姓中要警戒这个恶人和义人。
And he need to warn the righteous and also the wicked.
因为神不愿意恶人死亡。
Because God does not want the wicked to die.
所以神希望所有神的百姓们呢，在主跟前都能有回转。
And God desires all his people can turn around, can repent.
在以西结书第33章啊。
In Ezekiel chapter 33.
那里呢，把这个话呢讲得更清楚。
And here it was even more clearly.
我想我们没有时间去读了。
I don't have a time to read it.
我们看见神在列国当中也有设立守望的人。
And we can see that God also set a watchman among nations.
那个就好像传福音一样。
And it's just like preaching the gospel.
那么我们知道，不仅今天号角需要吹在世界当列国当中。
And we know that the trumpet is to be blown among the nations.
神的百姓更需要这个号角。
And the God's people also need to hear the trumpet.
所以呢，在以西结书里面告诉我们
，Therefore we can see in the book of Ezekiel,
一个做这个守望者的人
，being a watchman,
他需要警戒这个恶人，也需要警戒义人。
He needs to warn the righteous and also the wicked.
我曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲过
，I once mentioned to brothers and sisters.
神今天对于我们人的个人的行为啊
，and concerning our personal conduct，
他是用义和恶来做标准的
，and God uses righteous and wickedness as a standard，
他不是用好坏
，he's not using the standard of a good and evil，
或者说善恶
，or good and evil，
我们说这个善恶呢是人的道德标准
，and we say that the standard of a good and evil is a human standard，
在神的侍奉上，神所注重是义和恶的问题。
And concerning the word of God, God pay attention to righteousness and wickedness.
也就是说，神不是光以得着好人为满足。
Because it means that God is not satisfied just to gain a good people.
或者说，我们从一个恶的行为变成好的行为，这个神还是不能满足的。
And God is not satisfied if we just turn away from the evil deeds to the good work.
因为这个善恶只是人的道德标准。
Because that is just a human standard.
义和恶呢？因为里面包含了神的目的在里面。
And yet the standard about righteousness and wickedness that concerns the work of God.
我们知道当初呢，魔鬼呢把这个罪带到人的里面。
And we know that the devil brought sin in man.
他不是光要把一个好人变成坏人而已。
He was not just to turn a good person into a bad person.
因为他很清楚。
Because he know it very clearly.
因为神有个目的要在人身上成就的。
Because God's purpose was to be accomplished among man.
他把人败坏，主要是什么？破坏神的目的。
And when he defiled man was to destroy the work of God.
请你们原谅我再重复一下。
Forgive me to repeat this.
在希腊文里面呢。
So in Greek.
这个罪这个字，这个 hamartia 这个字哈。
The terms, the word sin, hamartia.
它包括两方面的意思。
And there's it's a twofold meaning.
它第一方面的意思。
And the first meaning.
就叫你怎么样达不到目的。
And that means that you're going to miss the mark.
对，就好像那个射箭的射不中那个目的一样。
And like you are doing archery and you miss the mark.
所以最大的意义。在我们身上宗教叫我们达不到目的。
So there's a great work of the sin in us is to make us to miss the mark.
第二方面的意思。
And the second meaning.
就是把我们引到错误的里面。
And to lead us into errors.
我们晓得这是呢在希腊文里面罪的解释定义。
And we know that is a Greek definition concerning the word sin.
所以这个意思很清楚了。
So this is very clear now.
就今天呢我们魔鬼把这个罪带到人里面了。
So the devil brought in sin.
最大的用意还不是要败坏我们，把它变成坏人。
And the great intent was not just to turn us from the good person into a bad one.
是要叫你达不到神的目的。
And actually is to make you to miss the mark concerning the will of God.
把你引到个错误的情况里面去。
You're going to lead you into an error.
所以神在他的百姓中所注意的是个义人。
And so God's attention among his people is on to be righteous.
这个恶人呢？
And what about the wicked?
他的恶就是叫我们达不到神的目的。
The wickedness is to make us not able to aim the mark, aim the target.
但是今天呢，我们看见了。
And today,
大多数啊，地上的教会的服事。
And the services among the church today.
我们还是受到这个善恶观念的一个影响。
And we are still governed by the concept of being good and evil.
我们知道这是一个宗教观念。
We know that it is actually a religious concept. It is something concerning our moral.
我或者举实例来讲。
And let me give you an example.
比方说，有的家庭夫妻不和睦。
And for example, if there is a strife in a family.
我们费了很大力气在那里为他们祷告，那么劝诫。
And so we put a lot of effort to encourage them and to pray for them.
那么最后好了，这夫妻两个和睦了。
And in the end, this the spouse became in peace again.
感谢主啊，我们的目的达到了，达到了吗？
Then we thank the Lord that we have achieved our goal.
并没有达到。
Is that true? No, actually we have not.
神不以光他们和睦为满足。
Because God is not satisfied for them being in peace.
那么年轻人不听话，现在变听话了。
And all kids who were rebellious and now they are obedient.
哎呀，我们就觉得说，你看看我们的服事很好了吧。
And then we'll say that, oh, okay, see how good our service is.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的意念。
And the brothers and sisters, this is a very important concept.
我们不以他们光变好为满足。
And we are not satisfied for them to turn from evil to good.
因为神也不会以这个为满足。
Because God is not satisfied either.
所以我曾经跟弟兄姊妹们讲过。
And I have mentioned this to brothers and sisters.
比方我们与大卫做例子说明。
If we use a David as an example for illustration purpose,
今天呢，如果我们要用好人坏人来衡量大卫啊，我们很难说大卫是个好人，对不对？
If we use the standard of a good and evil, we hardly can say David is a good person.
因为大卫在夺乌利亚妻子这件事情上面呢，真是行了一个大坏事。
Because David considered a great sin in taking Uriah's wife.
我们无法称他为好人。
Uriah's wife, we could not call him a good person.
但是呢，他在神的眼中是义人。
And yet he was a righteous person in the sight of God.
这是今天我们很多时候读圣经时候我们不大容易明白的事情。
And it is a little bit hard for us to understand as we read the Bible.
这并不是要鼓励我们去犯罪。
This does not encourage us to sin.
大卫犯了这个错事之后呢，我们知道神给他的审判是非常严厉的。
And we can see that when David made that mistake, he suffered a great punishment of God.
但是神还是可以这样说，大卫是个合我心意的人。
And yet God still can say that David is a man after my own heart.
因为这里呢所牵涉的这个义和恶的一个观念不是好坏的问题。
Because that involves the concept of righteous and wickedness, not a matter of good and evil.
我真是希望主让我们能够明白这件事情。
And I truly hope that the Lord will allow us to understand this.
所以呢，作为一个守望者，
So being a watchman,
你就是要把恶人把它转为义。
You need to turn the wicked to the righteous.
让义人呢还能够维持他的义。
And the righteous will continue to be righteous.
弟兄姊妹们，
and the brothers and sisters,
这是今天我们的侍奉。
This is our service.
所以呢，一个弟兄，一个姊妹，从一些不好的行为里面开始转变好，当然是好。
And a brother or a sister who has a turn from evil to good, that is good.
但是不够的。
But it's not enough.
如果他不为着神的目的活着的话呢？
If that person is not living for the purpose of God,
我们的侍奉还是没有达到那个真正的目的。
And our service has not achieved his true goal.
所以今天我们在教会中的这个侍奉，
So our service in the church today,
必须明白这个义与恶。的这个原则。
We need to understand the principle of righteousness and wickedness.
那么第二个重要的点、
The second important point.
就是神不仅用他做守望者。
And not only God has used Ezekiel to be a watchman.
神也用他做兆头。
And he also used him as a sign.
我们知道在以西结书里面。
We know that in the book of Ezekiel.
充满异象。
And it's full of visions.
有兆头。
And signs.
还有预言。
And the prophets.
还有很多比喻。
And many parables.
我们知道这都是以西结他这个执事的一个丰富的内容。
And we know that this is a rich and abundant content of Ezekiel's ministry.
他侍奉中的四个大的重点。
And those are four key points concerning his ministry.
但是以西结做兆头这件事情呢，是很重要的。
And yet for Ezekiel to be a sign, it is very important.
什么叫做做兆头呢？
So what does that mean being a sign?
就是呢，他不仅是做先知、做守望者，用言语来服侍。
And that means that doesn't he not only to use word to serve as a prophet or as a watchman.
他也需要用他的生活来见证。
He also needs to use his daily life to testify.
做兆头就是用他的生命来做见证。
Being a sign means that he's going to use his life to testify.
以西结书里面他一共有过八次做兆头。
And in the book of Ezekiel, eight times he was a sign.
我想我们没有时间详细去说这些。
And we don't have enough time to go into detail.
我只把这个兆头的意义给弟兄姊妹们解释一下。
And yeah, I would like to explain the meaning of being a sign.
以西结把他自己奉献在神的手中。
Ezekiel offered himself into the hands of the Lord.
他的确是用他的生命在为神来做见证。
He used his life to testify of God.
我们读他这一些经历的时候呢，哇，叫我们里面真是觉得非常害怕。
As we read his experiences, we are very terrified.
我再说。
And I say it again.
因为呢，他看见神的那个荣耀的目的。
Because he saw the great glorious purpose of God.
说他甘心情愿的接受神这些安排。
And therefore, he was willing to offer himself in this way.
你看见，我们只能简单的举几个例子说明一下。
And then we just give you some simple examples.
那么神叫他用各式各样杂的食物杂粮呢，把它做成饼。
And the guy asked him to use all kinds of grains to make bread.
神说你要用人粪来烤。
And he said, God said that you need to use a man's dung to as a burning fuel.
以西结真是为难。以西结说，那个不洁净东西从来没入过我的口啊。
And he make Ezekiel very trouble. He said that I have never taken any defiled unclean thing.
跟神讲这个吃不下去的。
And he said to God, I cannot take it.
神说好了好了，那么就我们用牛粪吧，结果用了牛粪烤。
God said, okay, then be easy on you. Use cow dung.Ox dung.
其实用那个也、那个饼恐怕也是不好吃的。
And I think even use that kind of dung, the bread is not
good. 为什么要叫他吃这个呢？
And why did God ask him to do that?
就用这样一个很好像看起来很特别的一个方式对以色列百姓说话。
And because God would like to use that's a very special way to speak to the people of Israel.
因为你们的悖逆。
Because of your rebellion.
将来你们会遇见这么样的一个情况。
And you're going to get into such a condition.
到了个时候又把头发胡须刮下来又要把它剁碎，弟兄姊妹都知道 这些故事啊。
And later he has to cut off all his hairs and also beard and cut them in pieces.
甚至到了一个地步叫以西结这个左边躺卧390日。
And to the point that Ezekiel has to lay on his left side for 390 days.
不简单呐、
，and it's not easy，
那很苦啊
，and very difficult。
你想想看，这个左边躺要躺390天呢。
Yeah, think of that， and you have to lay on your left for 390 days。
这个是一个很大的代价的。
And it's a great price to pay。
这代表以色列。
And that actually represents the people of Israel。
然后呢，在右边又要躺40天。
And on the right side, he has to lay down for 40 days.
代表犹大。
And that represents Judah.
他说一天代表一年。
And he says, God says that one day represents a year.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
他躺在那里什么意思呢？
And what does that mean for him to lie on his side?
就说明以色列整个国家在神的眼中来看是个瘫痪的。
And that says that the entire nation, these two nations in God's sight, were paralyzed.
那么先知呢，就要用他实际的生活了，来对神的百姓说话。
And the prophet needed to use his own life to speak to the people of Israel.
哇，甚至到了一个更可怕的地步啊。
And even to a more terrifying condition.
所以说啊，我马上叫你的妻子死掉。
And I will call, God said that I will cause your wife to die.
你也不准哭。
And you are not to weep.
哇，这个对以西结来讲，他的妻子是他心中所最爱的。
And to Ezekiel, his wife is the one he loved the most.
就神就叫他死了。
And God caused her to die.
哇，以西结用手捂着嘴，不敢哭，不能哭。
And then Ezekiel covered his mouth and dared not to cry.
然后呢，以色列人就来问你这个到底什么意思啊
？And the people of Israel came to him and asked him, "What does this mean?"
他要用他的生命来为神做见证。
And he was using his life to testify of God.
当然了。今天如果我们在座还有姊妹没有结婚，你不要怕嫁给传道人。
So for those who are unmarried, sisters who are yet to be married, don't be afraid to marry preachers.
因为呢，这个整个历史上只有他一个人有这个事情。
And because throughout history, only Ezekiel, it only happened to Ezekiel.
因为那是在一个特别的情况里面，神必须用这个特别的手段来带领。
Because that was in a very special condition, and God has to lead him in a very special way.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
你就看见以西结用他自己的生命为神做见证。
And we can see that Ezekiel used his own life to testify of God.
做兆头
，as a sign.
那么这是一个原则。
And this is a principle.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们
，So today,
我们不能光叫别人做什么。好像自己是例外，不可以的。
And we today we cannot ask others to do something, and we are an exception. We cannot do that.
先知的信息跟这个先知的人必须结合在一起的。
The message of the prophet and the life of a prophet has to be one.
啊，所以当我们每一次的传递神的话语的时候
，So every time as we deliver the word of God，
你都要非常谨慎。
You need to be very careful。
啊，我记得我年轻时候刚出来侍奉主啊。
I remember when I was young, I just came out to serve。
哎呀，这个，因为年轻人嘛，这个情绪什么都起伏很厉害。
And because I was still young, I have a lot of emotional ups and downs.
所以我常常出去传福音的时候啊。
And a lot of times as I went out to preach the gospel.
人家说你信了耶稣啊，你有平安有喜乐。
They say, oh, if you believe in Christ and Jesus, then you will have a peace and joy.
啊，回到家我就叹气啊。
And after I return home, actually I sigh myself.
我说主啊，我也没有平安也没喜乐。
I said to the Lord, Lord, I don't have a joy or peace.
我就告诉别人你有平安有喜乐。
And I was telling others, you will have a peace and joy.
这样会不会太虚伪了
？And I would say it seems a little bit a hypocrite.
所以我一次就问一个年长的弟兄。
And so one time I asked an older brother.
他回答的也很好了。
And he said that very well.
他说弟兄啊
，He said brother,
你去啊是传主耶稣，你不是传自己啊。
He said you went there to preach the Lord Jesus, not preaching yourself.
说我也得点安慰。
So I was somewhat comforted.
所以以后我出去说主啊。今天我讲平安喜乐是讲你也不讲我。
So I went out and preached the gospel. I said, Lord, today I'm going to preach your peace and joy, not mine.
所以我还是传得很大声，你信耶稣就有平安喜乐。
So I proclaimed loudly, if you believe in Jesus, then you will have a joy and peace.
回到家就，唉。
So after I returned home, I again sighed.
当然，弟兄姊妹。
So of course, brothers and sisters.
这样的光景也是不对。
And this is not a right condition.
因为我还没有真正经历主耶稣基督在我里面。所带来的那个真正的平安和喜乐。
Because I had not truly experienced the joy and peace brought by our Lord Jesus.
所以他不仅做守望者。
So not only was he a watchman.
他也需要做兆头。
And he was also to be a sign.
感谢我们的主耶稣。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
在旧约时代中。
In the Old Testament time.
以西结是用他自己的生命为主做见证。
Ezekiel used his own life to testify of the Lord.
今天呢？
And today,
我们是用主的生命做见证。
We are using the life of the Lord to be the testimony.
所以在约翰福音里面
So in the Gospel according to John,
讲了八次的神迹
And there was eight signs mentioned.
就是八个兆头
And there are eight signs.
啊，是主耶稣基督的生命
And that's the signs of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们是把我们的生活奉献给主
Yes, indeed, we offer our life to the Lord.
让主的生命从我们身上流露出来
So that His life can be lived out through us.
所以呢，你不是用做你自己的见证
So we are not testifying of ourselves.
你还是为主做见证
We are testifying of the Lord.
所以这个中间有一个不相同的地方
So there is a difference there.
感谢主
And thank
在我们里面是有死亡是有败坏的
In us, there is a death and a defilement.
但在他的生命中间有圣洁有复活
And yet in his life, there is a holiness and a resurrection.
所以我们今天是用主的生命借着我们的生活为主做见证
So today, we are live out his life through our living, daily living to testify for him.
所以我们的言语和我们的生活呢必须要一致
So therefore, our words and our lives should be consistent.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
今天早晨
this morning,
我想我们从以西结书里面先看一件事情
So from the book of Ezekiel we should first see one thing
就是以西结说明一个侍奉的人
And the book of Ezekiel tells us a man of service
我们从他身上读出一些侍奉的人的一些重要的一些原则
And we have come to realize some important principles from his life
所以我们基督徒啊
So as a Christians
不要光以得救为满足
We shall not be satisfied just being saved
我们要体贴神的心意
We need to be mindful of God's heart
所有侍奉主的人都应所有蒙恩得救人都应该是侍奉主的人
All those who have been saved should be men of service
今天我们在地上
As we are still on earth today
我们学习侍奉他
We are learning to serve him.
但是我们已经进入神那个伟大的工作了。
And we have entered into God's great work.
啊，到一天主回来的时候
，One day as the Lord returns,
我们就看见我们在神面前所蒙的恩典是多么的浩大。
And we shall see such a great grace we have received.
但今天我们里面需要有这个意念。
And yet today we should have this mindset.
我们在地上服侍我们的主。
As we are still on earth, serving our Lord,
我们要经营神所要经营的。
We are administering what He is administering.
要完成他所给我们的托付。
To accomplish what He has entrusted to us.
所以这一次呢
，So for this time,
我们希望从以西结书里面
，We hope through the book of Ezekiel,
我们看见什么是真正侍奉的人。
And we can see what is a true man of service is.
盼望主借着以西结对我们每个弟兄姊妹说话。
May the Lord use the Ezekiel to speak to us.
也求主改变我们所有一切的观念。
And also pray that the Lord will change our concepts.
好，叫我们能握住眼前的机会。
So that we can lay hold of the opportunities to follow Him.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads at the word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we really want to thank you with all our hearts.
你把一个极大的恩典已经加在我们。所有蒙恩的人身上
You have added to us this great grace to all who have been saved
因为你不仅把我们从仇敌的手中救赎回来
Because you have not only you have saved us from the hand of the enemy
你也不仅要救我们脱离自己败坏的天性
Not only you have want to deliver us from our defiled nature
因为你有荣耀的心意
And because you have your glorious
purpose 要让我们成为一个侍奉的人
You want us to become a man of service
好叫我们一同来经营你所经营的
So that we mayAdminister what you are administering.
一同来建造你所要建造的。
And we can build what you are building.
主，我们实在承认。
Lord, we have to confess.
人的话语非常的有限。
And man's words are very limited.
但是我们把这一切都信托在圣灵的手中。
And yet we would like to entrust all this into the hands of the Spirit.
相信真理的灵。
Believe in the spirit of truth.
能够引我们进入实际。
Will lead us into reality.
我们深信这些日子你的恩典要临到我们。
We truly believe that in these days your grace will be upon us.
你要开我们里面的眼睛。
You will open our inner eyes.
叫我们真正的能看见。
So that we can truly see.
愿我们里面所看见的。
May what we have been seeing inside.
比我们所听见的更多。
And more than what we are hearing.
更大更清楚。
And greater and more clearly.
愿你荣耀你自己的圣名。
May your glory Glorify your own name.
垂听我们的祷告
Hearing our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.